Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of On the Pony Express podcast. I'm Billy Embody coming at you on this Wednesday as we are right in the middle of the first week of ontheponyexpress.com. And first of all, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of you guys all subscribing right now. Just before we jumped on this podcast, I learned that SMU, ontheponyexpress.com is in the top five of the On Three Sports entire month of subscriptions sold so far. So out of all the sites so far, SMU's is in the top five. So appreciate all you guys jumping on and making this site one of the best so far of 2022 for On Three Sports. And now that the dust has settled for the first couple days, I'm back from the coaches convention in San Antonio. I want to share with you guys really this first podcast, which is probably going to jump a little bit all over the place for you guys. There's been some news as SMU has built out its recruiting department with Rhett Lashley. I'll share some thoughts on the coaching staff for SMU after talking with some different coaches around the country about what Rhett Lashley has put together and, you know, why, honestly, there's probably an overall sense of upgrading, especially on the field for SMU as they go into this new era. And also we'll touch on some recruiting notes as well. SMU did add a couple transfers. So overall, a lot to get to on this podcast. And that's not to mention, if you're listening to this podcast, SMU basketball tips off against USF at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN+. So we won't cover the hoops team until later in the week with another podcast. But I do want to go ahead and jump on to the news right away, which is, for me, the big news is just kind of what I learned about the coaching staff at the coaches convention. And, you know, got a chance to meet Rob Likens, the new wide receivers coach, got a chance to meet some of the other coaches, reconnect with some of the ones that I knew. And I think, you know, the main thing I took away was talking with a bunch of other coaches around the country, just the on-field coaching that SMU is going to have. You look at what a guy like Rob Likens has done in just 1 year at Miami, or 2 years, excuse me, with Miami, and especially this year with guys like Charleston Rambo, the development that he put in place for him. Which Rasheed Rice, and we'll have an exclusive story with Rasheed Rice about him returning to SMU in 2022, but that wasn't lost on him and what Rob Likens did with him. Then you look at the defensive staff especially. Scott Simons is one of the up-and-coming defensive coordinators in college football, at least in my opinion, and that's just from talking with other media reporters, talking with other coaches at the convention, just what he did for Liberty and building them into one of the best in the entire country is impressive. And that's the thing about that is how fast Liberty goes offensively with Hugh Freeze at the helm of that program. And that defense is still able to get off the field, make plays, and be one of the best statistical ones in the country. And, you know, he's not, you know, an older guy who's been around doing it for a while. He's up and coming. And I think that's important when you look at, you know, building this staff, because Calvin Thibodeau, Craig Nivar, they've been around a while. And I mean, you talk about two of the better recruiters SMU could have probably added, whether you want to say they fell into SMU's lap or not, they did that with those two. And I think that's going to be one of the most important things for SMU moving forward is those guys, because they are at positions that are so hard to recruit these days, safety and defensive line. You add Kyle Cooper, who was really well-regarded when he was at Miami as an analyst, as a key communicator with recruiting. And we'll also have a conversation with Kyle Cooper that will drop on the site on Thursday. But it's a staff that has a mix of younger guys, older guys that have been around. I think the addition of Keenan Hall is a strong one just for those Dallas roots. You know, I met him over the weekend, and he was really just a high-energy guy that you could tell is really grateful to be a part of the program now after paying his dues for a while at Illinois State and Texas Southern. So you know, I think that this staff has the chance to really help these players get a lot better on the field and take that next step in their development. I think when you see what they're doing as far as a recruiting department, I think Bobby Brown, who's coming in as director of football operations, is really well-respected. He was at North Carolina, and they've done a really good job recruiting under Mac Brown. And then Alex Brown, not to get confused, but he's on board now as SMU's director of scouting, excuse me. And he's somebody that has a lot of people at respect from what I've talked with at the convention and some people that were really kind of wowed that SMU was able to pull him from a job at Rice in Houston, another big city. He was doing well there, and get him to come up back to Dallas, where he is from. So it was more so that Alex may have been ready for a bigger role, a bigger title somewhere else, but ends up coming to SMU to join Rhett Lashley. And that was one that, you know, I feel like has been on the radar at least for a while, and it just took until the convention to get things finalized and they got him on board and announced as well. So the staff is not, it's been complete for a minute. I think overall, I think you see a staff that is probably in a better spot on the field coaching. I mean, you know, you can sit there and point at experience maybe not being what it was at some other positions, but when you add Rob Likens and Garen Justice into the fold, and you've got Johnny Brewer who's coming up, you know, Craig Niver has done so much with special teams through the years. It just seemed like the staff really came together well, and I think even Rhett Lashley was probably a little surprised at how it came together and how everything fits so well. And not to mention Sean Griswold, who's been doing strength and conditioning for teams that have won for quite some time, for a while now, dating back to even the Tulsa days for him. He was at Arizona State, he was at Pitt, and now comes over from Virginia. And I talked with Joe Bissinger, SMU's new offensive line transfer from Virginia, and he just said the buy-in is so different from players with Sean Griswold from what he's heard, as far as, you know, comparing it to other places around the country. And that's what helps Virginia in a big way get more out of less. You know, that's not a program that necessarily recruits at the highest level in the ACC. It's a tough school to go to school at. But Sean Griswold is really good at what he does and connects with the players. And something that I felt like was worth mentioning was just that he said there's no drama with him. You know exactly what to expect. You're not going to feel any different as far as being pushed. And from a day-to-day standpoint, the expectations are very clear. And I think that's important from a strength and conditioning perspective when that guy spends as much time as he does with these players. He basically spends way more time with them than the actual coaches end up spending when you add it all up throughout the year. And so he's going to set the culture for Rhett Lashley. And I know that was one that he was really excited about making. And we hope to catch up with Coach Lashley now that the staff is complete and get more from him before things get too busy on the recruiting front. But now the recruiting period is set to begin. SMU is going to host some official visitors this weekend. There's a 4-star prospect who's going to check in at SMU on an official visit at the end of the month. We just had an update on that on the Pony Express. So if you haven't checked that out, if you are a subscriber, you can read it. If you aren't, subscribe today. If you go annual, you can get a free Founders Club hat, which will never be produced again. It is an exclusive hat for those who join us early on the Pony Express era. So we appreciate you guys who have already done that. The hats will come in at some point over the next couple months, and we'll get them out to you and shipped out. So that's exciting stuff, but be sure to subscribe to get the scoop on who's expected on campus this weekend. I'm expecting a few visitors. I know one prospect who tweeted out that he'll be there is Dayton, Texas defensive end Cameron Cooper. SMU continues to want to prioritize some edge prospects, some guys who can shore things up on the defensive side of the ball. And he's one that is actually a pretty good looking prospect late. Was really impressed with his tape And then on the flip side of things, I think we're going to see some more transfers potentially pop up this weekend as well. SMU is extending some offers. One offer that I thought was interesting, Cameron Allen, former North Forney standout who spent the last year at Michigan State, didn't play in any games, but a big body, 6'4"-ish, 240 pounds. The SMU staff really likes what they're seeing from him as far as a multi-year guy who could shore up the tight end room. You know, Rhett Lashley did a really good job using tight ends at SMU. I think they're going to continue to be a key part moving forward. And so, you know, that's something worth noting that they did just offer him. They also picked up Shannon Reed, a pretty productive linebacker at Illinois State, in the transfer portal. And one that, I mean, you gotta think that, you know, we'll have a chance to play right away. Richard Moore's out the door. Delano Robinson's out the door. But kind of a sawed-off 230-pound linebacker at 6 foot, and really has been productive for the Redbirds. We'll see if he can make that next step up as far as competition level goes. He was at Tennessee prior to Illinois State. He committed over the weekend. And then Jaquandus Burns out of Minnesota. And this was one that hit the transfer portal really, you know, quickly, and then ended up transferring to SMU. The Terrell, Texas native, a 6'2", 220-pounder. He's somebody that I think, you know, hasn't put it all together yet on the field, and he's going to have a chance to maybe make some noise for SMU. He, you know, is still young enough where once he does, you got to feel like he could really be a difference maker. I mean, he's athletic enough to really make plays. He didn't play much at Minnesota, but I really do think like this is going to be one of those under the radar transfer additions. Somebody who had Power 5 offers was certainly well regarded. He was a top 40 overall outside linebacker in the country on three, but you know, ended up going to IMG Academy as a senior. After, you know, being at Terrell, he gets out of Texas for that senior year, ends up at Minnesota, and now he's headed to play at SMU. So I think that's a great addition. I think that's somebody that really you can circle just athletically. He's going to be able to handle it at SMU, and we're going to continue to really keep an eye on his development now that he's headed back to Texas to continue his career. I think that about covers it overall. Like I said, I knew we were going to jump around on this episode. It just felt like there was a lot to cover overall. But we are going to roll out another episode at the end of the week. We'll recap the SMU-USF game and touch on anything else we feel like we need to for you guys. And who knows, maybe we'll have a surprise guest on the show. So be sure to subscribe to the On the Pony Express podcast. We'll keep you guys in the loop with new episodes, and you can also leave us a rating, leave us a review, and let us know what we can do better or what you want to hear on the pod. So, appreciate all you guys who have made the first week of On the Pony Express an incredible run. Really excited about where it's all going. We've got the podcast up and running. Now we get to cover our first basketball game at On3 Sports. So, be sure to tune in on the board and chime in the live chat. Or just watch it on ESPN+. So, hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch you later in the week with another edition of the podcast. Appreciate you guys listening. Have a good one.